I'd like now to welcome Joseph Maestas. He is a civil engineer with the Bureau of Reclamation. He's a candidate for City Council in District 2. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary. I'm glad to be here, and I want to say good morning to all your listeners out there. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you are former mayor of Española, and I was wondering, what are some of the lessons that you've learned in Española that you think are applicable to Santa Fe, and also how are the two places different?
Well, I think that when I was in politics in Española, I was in the midst of a major reform movement. I had led slates in 2004 and 2006 on a reform ticket. I recruited newcomers, progressives that wanted to really change government, you know, forever. And we swept all positions in 2004 and 2006. So what I learned from that experience was building coalitions and inspiring folks to share a vision for a community and bring them together and work hard, because anytime I think you want positive change, sometimes it's a struggle, but it's a struggle that's, I think, worth the effort.
What are some of the specifics that you did there that you want to do here?
Well, when I was a mayor, my priority was public safety and fiscal prudence, fiscal management, and we did a lot of things, I think, in that regard to improve public safety and financial management. One thing that we did in public safety is we replaced the entire fleet. I reorganized
fleet
our public...
Fleet of what?
Public safety vehicles, fire, police.
Oh, okay.
And rescue vehicles. One thing that I also did was I reorganized. It's one of the first things I did. I wanted one focal point. I wanted one person solely responsible for public safety. So I made my police chief a public safety director, and he alone oversaw all of public safety. Talking animal control, the fire department, and I think at that time only one other city, I think Alamogordo, had a singular focal point responsible for public safety. So I created the public safety director position, which still exists today. We also deployed a $1 million wireless program solely dedicated to public safety in Española, with about 97% line of sight coverage. It still exists today. It gives officers the ability to do instant checks on laptops in their patrol cars. As a mayor, I set up the first ever public safety aid patrol to assist and augment uniformed arresting officers so they can focus on more dire crimes, more serious violent crimes. We also built a new detention center, and we relocated our police department. So we did a lot of things in public safety. In terms of financial management, I took over a city that was 3 years behind on its audits, and we did 3 audits in a year and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That's not fun.
That's not fun at all. And then, you know, when I took over, I reorganized the entire city. We had had some department directors that had been there entrenched. They were de facto vice mayors, and they weren't very ethical. And we asked them to leave, and they were exempt. They served at the will of the administration, and so that was precedent-setting in and of itself. So we totally reorganized the city. We brought in professional directors that didn't have any conflicts of interest. So we got a lot done, and I think it reflected in the operation of City Hall. But what I learned was, again, the importance of coalition building, sharing a vision with those that are decision makers as well. I learned that establishing some kind of an autocratic hierarchy is not productive. As a mayor, I rolled up my sleeves with counselors at the table, and we would develop proposals and initiatives together instead of the mayor introducing his version of the budget or his version of a solution and then the council responding. There's just no time for that, and I think that should be the new model in government is consensus building, checking your title at the door, and focusing on solving the problems. And as an engineer, I think I've brought that pragmatic problem-solving skill set to the table that I think served me well, and I hope to think that it served my constituents well as well.
What do you think are the top 3 problems that you would like to tackle, and how would you tackle them?
Citywide or in District 2?
Citywide.
Citywide, first of all, number one is our water situation. Right now, if you look at the Gemes y Sangre Regional Water Plan that includes the Santa Fe sub-basin, it shows a 30% gap in our 2060 demand, which is about 8,000 acre feet. Right now, we're using just under 10,000 acre feet. So it's almost as much as the city is using today. That is our gap in 2060. And we can't make that up solely through growth management and conservation, although we've done a great job on the conservation side. We're using about 105 to 110 gallons per day per person. That's fantastic. But we're going to have to acquire additional water rights. And so that's part of my plan to plug that gap, that 2060 gap. And I have a plan to do that. The other thing is climate change. We all know climate change is here. If there are any deniers out there, they need to wake up and smell the coffee. My plan, it's not a plan. There's a study underway right now in our own sub-basin. And the study is to quantify the impacts of climate change on our surface water. Right now, we're 75% dependent on surface water. We get 50% from Buckman and 25% from our reservoirs. So we're very vulnerable to climate change. Right now, a national study was recently conducted, and it indicated that climate change will impact imported water, such as the San Juan Chama water that we get through Buckman, by 25%. It'll impact our native water by up to a third, and native water is what we get from our reservoirs. So we need to finish this basin study this year, and we need to find out what that quantitative impact will be due to climate change. And I think this is our opportunity to usher in a new frontier in water management. I'm talking about aquifer storage and recovery. It's a technology that's going to be incorporated into the AMET project just to the north. And I think it's time for us to really set up a plan to use our wastewater. The aquifer storage and recovery, it's a great conjunctive use tool where when we have times of high surface water flow in the Rio Grande, we divert it and we store it. When we have drought and we have low surface water levels, we can recover it as opposed to continuing to mine our water, you know, in times of drought.
What about the Santa Fe River?
Yeah, the Santa Fe River, including the watershed, is very vulnerable right now. I think we just read an article that the upper elevation portion of the Santa Fe River watershed is very vulnerable to wildfires, and that could be devastating to the city because of our dependence on our native surface water that we collect in our reservoirs. So my plan is to ensure that we protect that watershed. We do a good job of maintaining the watershed, doing control burns in the lower elevations, but it's the higher elevations where we're vulnerable. We need to work with the federal government and the Forest Service and make sure that we're coordinating appropriate clearing to ensure that we protect our watershed. In terms of the Santa Fe River, I think it's so unique. It's most of it's in District 2. It makes Santa Fe such a great place, and I want to make sure that we continue to preserve it as a living river. There's an ordinance on the books where we can divert up to 1,000 acre feet to maintain that habitat and maintain that quality of life, to have our annual fishing derbies for our young children. So I support continuing to preserve the Santa Fe River and keep it a living river.
We've got about a minute left. Can you say anything about job creation?
Job creation, yes. Our wages are not keeping pace with a high cost of living. Housing increased by 65% over the last 10 to 12 years. Wages definitely have not. We have half our residents that are cost burdened. They're paying over 30% of their income for housing. So part of my plan is to attract high-wage, sustainable jobs in sectors like the green sector, technology-based sector. We can be at the forefront of sustainability and create high-paying jobs. I also support the construction of the Isekia project. It's a fiber optic backbone project that will definitely help to attract some of these emerging sectors, the green sector, the technology-based sector. And lastly, I think we need to forge better partnerships with Los Alamos National Labs. There's no reason why Santa Fe can't benefit from the commercialization of the technology that's developed at LANL.
Joseph Maestas is a civil engineer. He is running for city council in District 2. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.